When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Down to Biscayne. Yay. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said. You in trouble, y'all. Kept the role playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power. Have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to Five on the Floor. I'm your host, Greg Sylvander. Today's floor plan with me, Sean Rochester. We're going to do something a little bit off the beaten path from the road trip show that came out that featured Miami Heat star Bam Adebayo, but also Miami Heat OGs. Udonis Haslem, Mike Miller, they have a new show, and it featured Bam Adebayo. We're going to talk all about it. It was super fun. So we're going to get into that. Sean and I will do the honors of that. I think both of us come from a unique perspective of hearing all of the different generations of Miami Heat players. So to get to hear these guys chop it up was super fun. We're going to touch on that in a minute. Before we do, I want to tell you about a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, and that is Better Edge. What is Better Edge? It's the stock exchange for sports betting. A lot of people ask what's different about it. You're not up against a book per se. You're going out and you are finding bets against other users on the platform at varying odds. You can find the odds that you want, put your own market order out there, or find someone else's order, find the spread that you like at the money that you like, and make the bets. So it's super fun. It's flexible. It is legal in almost all 50 states. I think it is up to 45 now or something like that. So super fun. It is legal. It is not anything offshore. You want to check it out. Better Edge. Use the code 5RSN. That's for $20 to start playing today. A lot of our competitions start at $5, $10. So $20 to get you in. Use the code 5RSN to get $20 at Better Edge, a web-based platform. So betteredge.com. All right, let's dive into this one. Sean, this was super fun. So just to recap, this past Tuesday, so if I'm tracking that back by the day, that was on December the 26th, so the day after Christmas, the pod dropped. It was over 30-something minutes. It was, so for those that don't know, Udonis Haslem and Mike Miller have started into the podcast game, and it's called The OGs. Episode 2 featured Bam Adebayo. And so they basically talked about all things Miami Heat, Udonis Haslem, Bam Adebayo, Bam's upbringing, Bam's career, the future, lots of cool stuff. So it was really insightful that way. I found a lot of it fun. I brought some clips with me that I think are super interesting. Sean, before we dive into the clips and kind of get into some of the nitty gritty of what I thought were the highlights, what was just your overall takeaway listening to it as a longstanding Heat fan that not only has watched the Bam era, not only watched the UD era, watched the Big Three era, but watched the eras prior to these guys? And I'm not trying to call you old because I saw them all too.
No, we are. Don't worry about that. Listen, like the chemistry between Mike and Udonis is so apparent, you know, when you're listening to them, it's, I'm sure they have a rundown, but they're going off of their conversation. It's not scripted in any way. And you know, anyone I think that is interested in sports and really in anything, those types of documentary type shows like Hard Knocks that are going behind the scenes and giving you stories and conversations and things that you didn't know happened. And that's what these guys are doing. They're just telling stories. And I, you know, Bam being the first guest, you know, they digged into different times of his career, different things that had happened, you know, talking about UD because obviously he was a teammate. Mike's, you know, kind of poking the bear here and there, trying to get stories out of both of them. And it's definitely a great listen, mostly for Heat fans. And I think that's the key, is that the intended audience of this is Heat fans. And so when we talk about the whole Bill Russell thing, I know we'll get into that later. I don't think it was intended for other people. And if you're offended, and UD says this in the episode, if you're offended by it, don't watch my fucking show or don't listen to my fucking show, is what UD says. Right? So like, it is what it is.
This is very true. I love that you're going straight to the most toxic, that the stuff that made it to NBA Central or whatever they're called, Dunk Central these days. I thought there was an interesting clip early that made me think, oh, look, Bam Adebayo is doing that thing that Alonzo used to do where he's picking up from his head coach and saying things that sound like Spo-ism. So I'm going to call this the first Bam-ism that we've heard so far.
Situations in life, my mom has taught me prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance.
Damn. Wow. Okay, preach now. Sam,
write that down.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Why you ain't never told me that before until you get on here and you say, you never said that. As long as I know you prior proper, can you say that again?
No.
Prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance. That's, piss poor performance promotes pain.
That's, I love that. That's crazy.
So I found that to be a lot of fun because that sounds like a Spo-ism if I've ever heard one, Sean. It's cool to hear Bam, that guy's going nowhere as a Miami Heat player. I thought that that was a particularly fun statement early. What else jumped out at you early in the show? Anything come to mind before I play the next clip that I really thought was fun?
Well, it seems as if Bam was being treated for Heat culture at an early age by his mother, with what she was, you know, putting into his head and raising him in that manner. So when he came to Miami, it was just like, seemed like a continued sequence of from Kentucky. He talks about that in the episode too, that just got him ready for it. You know, it is funny because you also hear Bam, one of the Udonis thing you always catch him saying is this, that, and the third. And Bam says that quite a bit in the episode. Yeah. So like, you, again, they're like, the protege is using the verbiage of the master, and it's that's a good thing, I think, in the case of Bam to UD is passing down that torch. You know, I think that probably you'd say Alonzo passed to UD, and now it's being passed to Bam as the Heat culture torchbearer. But yeah, definitely it just kind of narrates how Heat culture works from people that lived within it.
It does, and it makes it, I love that they chopped it up so much about it and talked about like how so many guys can't hack it, et cetera, because then it makes people like me who have said certain things like that, like, yeah, there's a fan in me that's pushing part of that as an agenda, and I'll own that. But there's also some truth behind that. And you're hearing guys that have been through it. There's no reason to bullshit, and they're out there talking about it. And so that was really interesting. I love the fact that Bam, he called himself an indentured servant, I think, bagging groceries for his mom. And then he said Coach Cal and Kentucky had some of the toughest practices. So that's something that when I listened back to it, I thought to myself, gosh, so maybe that's why Tyler fits in. Maybe that Kentucky pipeline has a lot to do with the fact that they are running a very similar ship, because kind of there, it's for different reasons, right? It's like kind of get in, get out, and move on. And so you got to make the most of the 8 months that you're there. And so they can't take time to bullshit around. But I thought that it was interesting just for Bam to talk about the transition to Miami being very similar to Kentucky, because I think a lot of college programs probably aren't similar to Miami. And I think you'll start to see more and more teams maybe start to adapt some of these principles. Sean, you being at the coaching level, do you see any bit of correction back? And when I say correction, that indicates something's wrong, and I don't want to say that. Do you see any shift back to things being a little bit more structured, a little bit more less Golden State and more Miami Heat, if that makes sense?
Well, I think if you look at the Kentucky way, and they go into this talking about, you know, the best players are going there, right? They're not getting guys that are basically sub McDonald's All-Americans. And Bam talks about, you know, you could commit and 2 weeks later, there's a number two guy that commits that's supposedly better than you. And then you got to make a decision. Either you're going to stay and you're going to compete for your job, or you're going to transfer elsewhere. And now we know in the world of the transfer portal, it's an easy way to get out. You can do it multiple times. And that's not the world that UD and Mike had when they were at Florida. So they talked about the difference in that. And I think if you want to make the parallel to the Miami Heat, I would say that Miami, maybe better than anyone else, they don't really care about what you had on your resume before you walked in there. If you're a Jamal Kane, you know, and you can earn a spot, you can play. If you're, you know, whomever, they've done that, you know, really since Riley has been there. And, you know, I think there's also that case of trusting that process. I think you're seeing that with Jovic right now, like a really good game last night. Doesn't mean that all of a sudden he needs to have rotational minutes, but stay in the course, stay with the process. And by, you know, working with us, we're going to get you to the right spot where you need to be. So I just think, you know, it kind of shows the process of that developmental system, again, from people that were within it, because Bam talks about how pissed off he was and how he wanted to go at Spo and fight Spo and all these different things.
Yep.
Because he wasn't playing, and we know who he wasn't playing ahead of, that frustrated him early, and now he's on the other side of it.
And we're going to talk about a specific story that comes up that I think all of us will know who they're talking about there. But you're right. He talked about being how he loves Spo but got angry at Spo, and I hope all the fans hear that, because I think it's important for them to understand that everyone's human beings, and there's always moments where you kind of cuss at your coach under your breath, and that's just part of it. But you also run through a wall for that guy. And like, I think you hear Bam kind of articulate that on the show. There's a couple other clips I want to get into. Before we do, I want to tell you about another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, and that's Water Cleanup of Florida, your one-stop shop for water mold cleanup. If you need any of the preventative maintenance, you need to go to these guys. They're going to take care of you. Michael, Robert, their entire team. First, they can do the preventative maintenance. They can do some of the leak detection, the damage assessment. You need to reach out to them. They got over 50 five-star reviews, and a big part of it is you got to go to WCUFL.com. Again, that's Water Cleanup of Florida, WCUFL.com. If you got the schmutz, they got the guts.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the weight it handles. I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. It means you can use them longer, and also they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. Harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Apologize, having some internet lag issues that may have had some of those overlays popping Here's another clip that I want to get into before we get into the real fiery one about a certain ex-Heat player. But I thought that this was another fun one.
He's like, we're whooping motherfuckers in towels.
That's how the Heat is.
I'm like, dog, we beating motherfuckers up in towels. I seen a man kick a ball out the side of the rim. Dude got balled up. Like, it was a lot of shit that was going on in my rookie year that, like, I really had
to transfer. This is about Hassan.
I had to look at the good out of it. And I was like, so what was the reason? And in my mind, I was like, what did he do to make that man that mad? Like, what did you say over there to get this man to ready to whoop you in his towel?
I just wanted the best for the young
fella. What did he say?
I just wanted the best for the young fella.
And that's what you wanted on the best for? At that time, you wanted the best for
I just wanted the best for the young
fella. What did he say?
Sometimes I got to crack you, whip you in the shape. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I got to whip you in the shape. So this is what, you know, it's one of those things where it was a game before where, you know what I'm saying, this particular player didn't play well. So I had a conversation with him about, you know, the way that he should be playing, the way he's capable of playing to his level. You know what I'm saying? So the next game he played well, which I was happy for him. I was excited. But I could just hear him sitting in the locker talking to another guy. And he's saying, yeah, motherfuckers acting like I ain't really about this life. I ain't really trying to get this shit out the mud like everybody else is. So I said, well, motherfucker, who are you talking about?
Man,
you talking about me?
Man,
you talking about me, but nigga, I whoop your ass.
The crazy part about it, Mike,
like, it's yeah, like, man, get nothing out the mud, and you can get it right now.
I'm on the other, the I'm over here. So is somebody, is him, dude he talking to?
Dude he talking to.
I ain't thought this through, because I got my towel on. I ain't thought it through.
Man, I'm over
getting
there.
Rumbling, I'm liable to be slanging out here. Man.
So that's so funny, dude I'm talking to. That clearly is Hassan Whiteside, and I'm just going to speculate. That's reckless speculation on my part that that's the guy that they're talking about there. Sean, do you think I'm being too reckless to go straight to Hassan Whiteside as the guy? Because they had Udonis kind of following him around, so that's the dot connection I'm making. Are you with me on that one? I hate to pull you in on a negative side, so if you want to plead the fifth, that's fine too.
Yeah, I mean, the only other clue he could have given us was something about using Snapchat, and we would have, you know, really pinned it into Hassan. But, like, everything he says fits what we all think about Hassan, right? Like, it was a guy that plays, so that really trims it down to about, like, what, nine guys on that team, and a guy that was kind of up and down and trying to prove himself. It just fits to be Hassan too much. And shoot, whether it's him or not, I think we're going to run with this because it's the vision that we want to have. The picture we want to paint is Udonis in his towel about to whoop Whiteside's ass in the locker room. And,
oh, my gosh. That was so much fun to hear them tell that story. This is the last clip I'm going to play, and then we'll end it with final thoughts. Again, we really encourage everyone to go check this episode out. It is the OGs is the name of the show. It's Mike Miller. Y'all know Mike Miller. Udonis Haslam, and they're doing a new podcast. They're only on episode 2. Bam Adebayo was their guest. Here's the last clip about UD's last game.
How epic was that shit he did his last game?
That shit was fire, dog.
I didn't see that coming.
I felt like,
dang, I'm waiting. Fuck that.
Coach, they had him dusting off.
What the fuck you mean? You ain't coach, see that
coach,
coming.
They did this one right here. Oh, I knew you had it.
Okay,
but I've also been there. You know how hard it is not to fucking do nothing forever.
To say do nothing forever is crazy.
Forever, I was the same way. It's hard. That shit's hard. When you get to the end of your career, hopefully you get there, man. 20 years. When you get to that point, and they say, "Dog, you gonna obviously."
I was hurting afterwards.
Oh, I'm sure
for sure. After the game, I was hurt about 2 weeks. I was hurt for about 2 weeks after the game. That's what people don't know.
I'm just saying that shit was impressive to me. I'm giving you flowers right now.
I mean, thanks to these guys. Thanks to these guys. Yeah. I will say that. A lot of people talk about, as an OG, what I'm able to do.
This is important.
But they help me the same way. Every day playing one-on-one with those guys, playing two-on-two with those guys, competing in practice, making sure I can hold my own. What people don't understand is, if I can't compete and hold my own at their level, they're not going to listen to me.
No doubt.
Get your old ass out of here, man. We don't want to hear that shit. You can't help us because you can't help yourself, old motherfucker. So what people don't understand, bro, is I got to maintain a certain level for them motherfuckers to even listen to me. For them to even respect what I got to say. You know what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, conditioning-wise, I can't go as long as they can be. But I still had a little something in the tank. I can play with those dudes. But that's a tribute to them, man, because every day they make me hold a standard. They make me play to their level. If not, get the fuck out of here.
So that's what a lot of Heat fans talking about, like that he is not good enough. And he's out there saying he has to be a certain level for them to even listen to him. Again, this adds credence to the fact Mike Miller also said in the show he thinks one of the most undervalued things in the league is having a veteran presence in the locker room like a Udonis Haslem. Those are my favorite clips of the show. The Bill Russell clip I did not grab, but I think we should end the show by talking through that. So basically, Sean, correct me if I'm wrong, Bill Russell's number is hanging in every gym in the league now, number six. And Udonis Haslem doesn't like the fact that a Celtics player is hanging in the rafters in Miami because he doesn't believe that if that was a league-wide mandate that Boston would be so keen on hanging a Heat player's jersey. Agree, disagree, thoughts? I'm kind of with him, but I understand why they're trying to do that for the entire league. I don't hold the disdain for Bill Russell, and to be clear, neither does Udonis Haslem. This was very much just a on principle kind of situation, I believe. He's not Paul Pierce, and he's not KG, and he's not those guys. So he doesn't have that same thing for me. So I didn't mind it as much. But what were your thoughts on UD's comments about Bill Russell?
Well, let's not get it twisted, though. Since you said their names, he did mention that if he saw them in the grocery store, he didn't care what aisle it would be, he would beat their ass. KG, Paul Pierce, those guys. So,
But on the
Bill Russell note, on the Bill Russell note, I agree with you. He, you know, they couldn't remember what game it was, but it had to be a home game, right? So it would have been games 3, 4, or 6, and they couldn't remember which one it was because they were like, I don't know if I won the game, but he's like, motherfucker, we won the series, didn't we? Like, that's where he went with it. Like, he was trying to motivate his team. He made that comment in the huddle of, let's say, roughly 15 guys. It wasn't said to vocalize his thoughts about Bill Russell as a social activist, as a, you know, basketball player. It was said to motivate his team, who's about to take the floor against the Boston Celtics. So, you know, both of us have been athletes, not at the level of Udonis Haslem or Bam Adebayo, but like, we've all been in huddles where you say things, people are doing things to motivate you. That's all it is. Like, to get them, you know, again, the message was intended for the Heat players. It wasn't intended to disrespect Bill Russell. It wasn't intended to be told to the Boston Celtics. Like, he was saying that to get his guys motivated. And that was his role in that huddle. So I don't, you know, I don't think, you know, I know Bam has since kind of walked it back and said, you know, that's not what we were trying to say. He even tries to stop telling the story. You know, like, he kind of holds off on it, but he feels like he has to tell it. But you know who's not going to apologize in the next episode? Udonis Haslem.
Yep.
Because he does not give a damn about what everybody else thinks. He's going to tell it what he thinks. You know, he's going to say what he said, and it is what it is. If you don't like it, you don't like it. So you got to appreciate that about Udonis. Yeah.
That's what I like about
the episode as a whole, man. Exactly. It's so good. There's another Udonis was just on. Shaq has a podcast now, too.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Big Podcast. It just came out this week also. I wouldn't say it's as good as the UD and Mike Miller one, but it goes into a lot of the same stories. And you hear again Shaq give the credit to UD about, you know, if I didn't have him, I don't get my fourth ring. Udonis's Heat culture, this, that, like all those things that we say and people laugh at and scoff at him getting his jersey retired and all these different things. It gives credibility to it when it comes out of the mouths of, you know, NBA Hall of Famers, superstars, etc.
Yep, not just the sunshine pumpers, but the people who actually really matter. And also, frankly, Ethan J. Skolnick has said that Udonis Haslem has treated him as well as any athlete in South Florida. It's his number one favorite guy. And I don't think anybody will budge him off of Ethan's list either. For Sean and myself, thank you for joining us. We are happy that we got the chance to kind of recap and react to the super cool podcast, the OGs. Check it out. Udonis Haslem, Mike Miller, Bam Adebayo was on episode 2. Also, check out our sponsors, Better Edge. Use the code 5RS10 for $20 to start playing. And Water Cleanup of Florida. That's WCUFL.com. That's for all your water and mold damage needs. Thank you for joining us and have a great afternoon, evening, or whenever you're choosing to listen to this.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.